The thing about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. We probably don't even need the words, the Name Your Price tool, to tell you that our humpback whale pup gives you options based on your budget. Or that our novelty hand buzzer helps you save on car insurance. And that's the thing about the tiny felt bag filled with marbles. At this point, you've heard a lot of ads about the elusive northern bobcat. The Name Your Price tool. The neighbor who baked you banana bread. Only from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Kim Meyer, host of Choose to Rise. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Welcome to yet again another Tuesday, another episode where we just get to the nitty-gritty of Mariah, how did you know? But first and foremost, I just want to tell you thank you. I want to take an opportunity to say that I appreciate you, that there are so many incredible humans that have been liking my reels and following me on Instagram, and they then have followed my platform as the Your Life Matters creator. And I'm so grateful that you're here, especially if you're a new listener. I hope that you go back in time and know that we have had this platform for about 3 years, and it's been a place where I have just been able to pour my heart and soul. And one of the biggest things that I kind of do periodically is just do the simple reminder of what the Your Life Matters podcast is all about. And this is where, if you're driving, please keep your eyes on the road. If you have an available hand, put it over your heart. And just know that right now in this space, that you are wanted, you are needed, you are worthy, and you are loved. And you, my friend, are more than enough. And I hope that resonates with you. I hope that hits home for you right now, because in light of all of the craziness, there are tons of storms happening and COVID still happening and all of the things that can be going on in your world, in your personal world. I want you to remember that you have value and you matter and you belong here. So I'm so grateful for whatever reason that you've landed on this platform. But I just want you to know that you belong here, and I love you, and I'm so grateful that you're here. So I want to dive head first into this episode of Mariah, How Did You Know? And this one is going to be one that piques a lot of interest, because over the last couple of months, I've been getting a lot of questions about, Mariah, how did you know you were in love with a woman? How did you know that you were in love with your best friend? How did you know that she was the one that you wanted to spend your life with? And guys, if you don't know me all that well, if you are new to this podcast, my beautiful fiance Lee is actually my daughter's sister's mother. So that's a mouthful when you say it out loud, but long and short is we came to know each other, obviously, because I was dating and was with Bianca's father, and we had to meet, right? He already had a daughter. She's beautiful. She's the love of my life. She's 6 years old, Alicia Joy. And I have been wanting to meet this woman, right? Like, when you're in a relationship with a man who already has a daughter, you're like, oh, I want to, you know, meet the mom. I want to get on good graces. I want to be in a situation where she feels comfortable. Well, that's how I feel anyway. I wanted her to feel comfortable. But things kept prolonging and prolonging. And then finally, when I was pregnant and I was about a month before I was going to have Bianca, we finally got to touch base. And mind you, this woman walked into Starbucks and I was so terrified. She was 6'2", but beautiful. And I was just like, she's going to let me have it. Like, she's angry. She's this, she's that. And mind you, I didn't do anything wrong, but
in the eyes of the situation, it could have been perceived that way. And I'll never forget, she literally sat down and she was like, girl, let me tell you, I lost my job. I did this, I did that. I'm a teacher, blah, 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 blah. And like going off. And we just started talking. And we just started talking as friends. And I could see and connect with her on so many levels of as a beginning mom, right? As in the end stages of my pregnancy. And I could connect with her as a mom and as a woman. I connect to her as a woman who was hurt in a relationship. It just so happened to be that this relationship was with the same man. And we continued to just talk. And I mean, hours and hours went by where we were sitting in the Starbucks and connected on multiple levels of who we were as women, who we are as people, what makes us tick, what makes us happy and sad, and all of these things. And I just remember 4-5 hours going by, and I literally was like, this, she's like my best friend, she's my soulmate, like, what the heck? Now, mind you, at the time, like, I was still pregnant, I was going through a lot in that previous relationship, and I was about to give birth to my daughter, and there was just a lot happening. And then as time progressed, she was always in my corner. She was my best friend, and she would call me and check on me because I had a screaming infant and by myself and had to single mom it and be alert and awake. And I remember sitting up time after time at night just crying because she wouldn't go to sleep and I was sleep deprived. And I remember her staying up on the phone with me and FaceTiming and singing to Bianca when she was so little. And anytime she had the opportunity, she would come drive all the way. She was living in Scottsdale. She would drive all the way to my house. And for those of you who are like, I don't even know where that is, Scottsdale to where I live is about an hour drive. So she would drive her and Alicia, or just her, on weekends that Alicia was with her dad, and she would just come and spend time with me and let me sleep and cook for me and just be the rock that I needed. And as time continued to go by, things started to change. She was the person that I called to talk about everything. She was the person that I, something happened and she was the first one that I wanted to notify. She was the light for me in so many ways. And I remember as things started progressing, and it's funny as we look back now, she's like, I've been in love with you forever and you didn't even know. And it was so painful. And she would always be like, you would always say, you're my person. And I would, because she was. But I remember the specific feeling that I had when things changed. And I'll never forget. It was probably 2 months before we actually got together and divulged how we felt. And I remember I went to Philadelphia and she was watching Bianca, and I just remember being like, holy cow, like, I want to call and I want to talk to her and I want to tell her about this trip and I want to share pictures with her and, you know, all these things. And I just remember being like, she's the person that I go to for everything. She is my best friend, but also I miss her. And I remember when I got back, hugs felt different, and sitting next to her on the couch felt different, and we got closer and closer. And that's how I knew that my emotions and my feelings that I had for her had grown from just being my best friend and my person to being the person that I was in love with. That when she smiled, it lit up my entire world. It lit up my entire face. When she was sad or hurt, that it crushed me and crushed my heart, and I wanted to do everything in the world to make it better. I realized as time went on that when she would put her hand next to me, I just wanted to grab it. When I wanted to hug her, I wanted to hug her, but hug her longer and deeper. When I sat there and I could feel her by me, it was one of those things of like wanting to impress her, right? Like the kindergartner who's like always trying to show up and do the thing because you're like, oh, you know, like picking on each other. And I remember us just kind of picking on each other, but knowing in my heart that she liked me and I liked her. But as things kind of came to be, that like grew to absolute adornment and astonishment and love and beauty and the ability to see her in such a strong light of knowing how she had been a single mom for 5 years up at this point and been such a gift to me in such a horrendous situation where I, in all intents and purposes, felt abandoned, rejected, not good enough. And she reminded me that there was so much life that was born that day when I gave birth to my daughter, in life of who she was and who she was going to be, who I became as a mom, but also the relationship that was born between Alicia and Bianca as sisters, the relationship that was born between me and Lee as their mothers. But then we took it to another level of just this immense love that we have for each other. And how did I know that she was the one I wanted to spend my life with? Because when she got down and asked me to marry her, and it was the cutest way, like I felt so bad because there was just thing after thing after thing. But when she finally asked me, it was, in my heart of hearts, just the easiest answer. Yes, I want to spend my life with you. I want to go through good and bad. I want to go through ups and downs. I want to fight for you. I want to get in the ring with you. I want to do all these things to make sure that we together as a family stay strong and united, and that I will love you unconditionally, meaning nothing will ever amount or dismiss or take away the amount of love that I have for you. And in that moment, it was an easy answer. The answer was yes, I wanted to spend my life with you. Yes, it doesn't matter the hardships that we face as a lesbian couple raising two girls with the same dad. It doesn't matter any of those things, because at the end of the day, love is love, and love is strong, especially between two people who organically grew that love in the most trying situation and the most difficult of circumstances. Love blossomed authentically and organically. And that, my friends, is how I knew that I was in love with her. It didn't matter that she was a woman. It didn't matter that I had previously been with men. It didn't matter that she was of the same sex. To me, it was a matter of, I am head over heels for this individual who makes me feel like I can completely be myself, that I do not have to fit in a box, that I do not need to change any aspect of who I am, that I can completely show up vulnerably and authentically as me, the chipper, excited person in the morning, the angry, irritated human when I'm stressed out, the hangry human being when I don't have enough to eat. I could just be me. And she loves me in all of those ways. Hair up, hair down, hair straight, hair curly, in sweats, in a dress, in my best light or in my worst. And I knew that that's all that mattered. And a lot of people ask the question of like, well, how do you overcome being with a man to a woman? Guys, that doesn't matter in the aspect of love. When you overthink sexuality, when you overthink, you know, what's this and what's that and what's normal, what's abnormal, you have to go back to the root of it. What's normal? What does normal actually mean? For me, it's normal to love someone and interact with them spiritually, physically, emotionally, with someone that I'm obsessed and in love with. That's normal. I don't think about the technicality of two women or two men or a man and a woman and a man, whatever. I think of it as, this is a human being that I love with all of my heart, and that's my focus. So for those of you who have asked the question, well, how did you know that you were ready to get in a relationship with someone who is of the same sex? Well, the answer is simple. Is there love there? Are you yourself there? Can you be happy there? Are you in your best light there? Can you dream big there? If that's the case, then I say leap, try. Go for it, because love is love, and God places love in your life in every aspect. And now some of you might be saying, oh, from the religious aspect, that's an entire different podcast that I can get into. But yes, we are both believers of God and Jesus, and that he died on the cross for our sins, and that this is love, and love is seen by him, and he unconditionally loves us because we are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. That's my stance on that. Now, for those of you who might have felt like this was uncomfortable, I understand that sometimes it's uncomfortable to hear what's not normal. It's uncomfortable to hear that. But I hope that in my voice and in the messages that I'm conveying, that you understand that the love that you have for your significant other is the same love that I have for mine. I hope that it's conveyed to you that love is love in every area and every aspect, and it doesn't need a definition, it doesn't need a restriction, it doesn't need a parameter, that it is just love. And as long as you're willing and open to the universe and to God and the course of your life and the acceptance of that love, that you will forever be changed. You will forever fall in love with the aspect of love itself and know how pure in its form that it is. Because in this relationship, unlike any other relationship, this is the purest form of love I've ever experienced in my life. And that, to me, friends, shares with you exactly how I knew that I was in love with my drop-dead, gorgeous, beautiful, amazing, smart, intelligent, somewhat funny — she's going to kick my butt for saying that, but somewhat funny, no, she's hilarious — fiance that I cannot wait to marry and build the life that we want for our both of our beautiful kids. So I hope that answers that. I'm excited for our next episode where I have another how did you know. And I, guys, please drop in the reviews, drop in my DMs what it is that you were like, I really want to know. How did you know in your area of life? How did you know to leap for that business, write that book, do that podcast, all of those things? I want to help answer that, but I only know to answer it is if you send me a message or leave a rating and review. That's how podcasts work. I hope that you found solace in this. I encourage you to go back into previous episodes. Like one of my favorites, get into the arena, because if you get into the arena of your life, you will forever see success in your life. And I hope that that will resonate with you as well. So I love you guys. I hope you have a beautiful day. And again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. I just ask that you share this episode with somebody. I ask you to just share it and give it to somebody who could potentially need to hear this message. I really am on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of people to believe that their mess is their message and that their story really does matter. And that above all, their life matters. I'm so grateful that you're here. I want you to share this episode. And then on top of that, if you could please leave a rating or a review or both, let me know what speaks to you. Let me know what you need to hear. Let me know what you've connected with, because that's going to be the best way that I can make sure that I'm giving you guys exactly what you need. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm so grateful for you. And I want you to know the difference and the impact you guys make in my life. I love seeing your messages. I love seeing when you guys private message me or screenshot it and share it on Instagram or Facebook, because it lets me know that this podcast is doing exactly what it was meant to do. And it's to make sure that there's an impact being made and to help remind you and everyone else that your life matters.